Pardon the high sound. I'm definitely under the weather right now. But look, I'm here for you. I get sent home from the job and I'm here for you. So I don't want to hear none of that bullshit.
Oh, you gotta sit home today?
Yeah, bro. I went to the job. Gotta try to make the money, man.
So you won't get us sick, but you ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But look, me and Mike, we always do it. If this man drops a project, we will be reviewing it. The Weeknd, My Dear Melancholy. But this joint dropped when I was actually in Orlando. And as soon as I put this joint on, call out my name, I said, oh, he back to the trilogy days. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that's the Weeknd I like.
Oh, that's on the new one?
What, call out my name?
Yeah, I heard, I don't know where I was, and I heard that. I was like, okay. That's that Weeknd shit.
Man, that's that shit, what? But you know what, Mike? You know what I found interesting? I feel that, because remember, we questioned him. Right on Starboy, like, you know, you're in love, and the album reflected.
You go to the same place I was gonna go.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The album reflected that, and it was like, all right, cool, this is dope, and I felt that's what Kissland was supposed to be, right? Like kind of he's happier, whatever. But Kissland was just, it wasn't executed right, but Starboy was. Mm-hmm. So we were like, okay, how's he gonna, like what's the future, right? He breaks up with his chicks, all this, and he drops this, and it's like, oh my god, this is to me the connection back to Beauty Behind the Madness. Mm-hmm. Right? Because remember, he was talking about this chick that he's just kind of doing all this shit for. I know you got a man and all of this, but I don't care. My homie told me not to fall for you. I'm falling for you. And then what does he say? I'll call out my name, right? Like, the way he starts, it says, we found each other. I helped you out of a broken place. You gave me comfort, but falling for you was my mistake. So it's going right back, you know what I'm saying, to Beauty Behind My Madness. And then just musically, aesthetically, man, this... Again, Starboy's incredible. Love it.
Yeah.
But musically, I like Weeknd in a Dark Place. Mm-hmm. That airy shit, that shit in the background he be doing, man. Oh, man. Like, this project right here, love it. Six tracks. If this was not a hip-hop show, it would be on my top five.
Six is an EP?
Yeah, it's a little EP. But, bro, like, even going back to I Was Never There. Like, all of this shit. All of it. Go ahead, Mike.
Bro, no. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because, I mean, look. I'm in the same spot you're in. I fucking love this shit. But the interesting thing is this is not what I expected.
Uh-huh.
I expected him to just keep getting poppier and poppier and poppier. Then when he decided to flip all the way back to his old sound, I was like, well, that's weird. And it was only weird until I started reading the lyrics. And I was like, oh, so he got his heart broken. I've never really heard this side of Weeknd. Like, he's tiptoed around that a little bit, but like, Try Me was like on some begging. Like, Try Me, you're the best I ever had. And for a hot minute, I was just like, what are you doing out here, Weeknd? Like, you're supposed to be running through these women and fucking all these chicks and doing all these drugs. And now you're over here begging for, like, what is this? And I don't do like all the TMZ fucking gossip shit. So I didn't know all the details behind him and Selena Gomez. Because I thought she was like 15.
She looks 15, but she was grown.
Okay. But see, I thought he was on some R. Kelly shit. I was like, what? He was dating that little girl?
Yeah. And that's what I was telling Wifey. I was like, look, man, she's pretty or whatever. But I feel that when you're a star like that, she's not enough woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause think about it, you can get whoever you want. And she look 15.
Yeah.
I never understood how, you know what I'm saying, certain celebrities would be just okay.
It's just like her, Taylor Swift, all of them. They just look weird to me. But
I'm with you.
He was in love with this chick.
He was.
They broke up.
They did.
And he basically wrote a whole EP about a little girl. This shit is weird as fuck to me. I'm not used to a vulnerable Weeknd, but I still love it. It's dope.
Yeah, man. Weeknd, I think he's unique in a sense that his voice, his subject matter, the way it just high meshes it. Every R&B singer sings about heartache, sings about fucking, sings about all of this stuff. But I have yet to hear one that does it the way he does. He does it to me again. For lack of a better term, in a pimp way, like even his heart being broken, he's still fucking other chicks over here trying to get over you.
I know he does say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Back to doing these drugs.
Hell yeah. I can't remember the song where he was like, you know, I got with this chick and she wasn't even high for this. So, like, he took it back to the trilogy. You know what I'm saying? Like he took it back, man. And to me, man, The Weeknd, by far, I think he's in a class by himself in terms of R&B. I think everybody is still spinning the wheel, and he's found his own lane.
Yeah.
And his voice, man, it just adds that extra layer. And me growing up on Michael Jackson, it's like I hear him, but he's not copying him. Mm-hmm. You could tell that he was influenced, but not by much, man. Like, this dude is just amazing. I think Weeknd's at the place now. You see his name, it's a hit.
Pretty much. Because, I mean, even though there's not really any new ground on this at all, like, there's nothing especially different about this EP. But at the same time, it's executed so well that I can't really say anything bad about it. Like, for The Weeknd, it's not original. But so what? Who else sounds like this? Who else can put these songs together and craft them this well? Even the slightlier poppier one, Hurt You, which is my favorite show on the whole EP, because it's just dope. So dope, and it's got like this more upbeat kind of like up tempo beat, but just Weeknd just kills it. And then he's talking about that shit about I'm bad with relationships, so stay away from me. I'm warning you. But then a couple lines later, he's talking about I'm trying to come to your house and be in between your legs, not your heart.
Yep.
And call me, I'm fucking you on sight. Yep. That was my favorite line. Like, even when he's almost to that Drake level simpness, he slides some pimp shit in there real quick. Just so y'all know that I'm not Aubrey. Cause like I said, for the first listen, I was like, man, this is weird for The Weeknd. How you let Selena Gomez break your heart that bad that you made a whole EP about it? But then when I thought about it, I was like, I mean, and they weren't even together for that fucking long, right? It wasn't even a year. How you fall in love with a chick for like 8 months and you write an EP about the chick?
I don't know, man.
And then he dogging her on the EP after that because he's talking about going to his other chick. Talking about she ain't half as bad as you. I'm like, God damn! Like, pick a fucking side. Exactly. Which one do you want?
Like, I'll fuck her. She's not even half of you, but I'm just still reminiscing on you.
Right!
And I think that vulnerability, that openness, I think... That genuineness that you get from The Weeknd, you know he's just not putting this shit out there just to be cool.
Nah.
It's like, this is really him. This is his life. You know he goes through these things, man. And I love the fact that his music is always reflective of where he's at. I think that's the truest way to be an artist.
Yeah.
And when you hear this, like you say, you know he's been through some heartache. He has some resentment. He's getting back to his old ways. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I think that when you experience these things, you grow from them. But right now, he's vulnerable. He's going back. You know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't know. So again, on this project, what the fuck is gonna happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, is he gonna revert all the way back? Like, he's like, man, fuck love. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking all these hoes, whatever, whatever. And we get a project like that? Or does he find somebody else and then we get back to Starboy? I don't know. Give me the fucking music though, Weeknd.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what made this so interesting, because it's like, again, it's nothing different for The Weeknd, but it's a bit of a sidestep. And because it's an EP, and because you can tell it's really based around one situation, I don't think he really needed to do anything like adventurous or experimental.
Or even longer.
Because it's just about this chick. And it seems like he's like, well, I just want to get this off my chest real fast. And then I'm going to get back to what I usually do. So I think his next album is going to be right back to that party shit. Because he's just like, fuck it. I tried love after I've been fucking all these chicks. I found love with this little girl.
Why and it didn't work. Why are you disrespecting her like that, man?
Huh?
Why are you disrespecting her like that?
I'm not disrespecting her. She's pretty. She just looks like a little kid. That's on some Lolita shit. Like, I didn't understand. I knew that people had said that they were dating, but I almost thought it was a joke.
Yeah. They didn't look right together.
No one looks right with her but Justin Bieber. That's his woman.
That was.
And I heard they got beef. Yeah, we get better watch out in these streets. They fucking with Biebs.
Cause remember, he had a couple lines on Starboy.
Like, I did not know what lines was about Bieber.
I don't remember. I couldn't tell.
God damn it! See, this makes me uncomfortable. The fact that I enjoy a project this much that is influenced by fucking Selena Gomez
and Justin Bieber
and fucking Justin Bieber. This shit don't make no goddamn sense. I can't deal no more of this shit. But it's still a good project, though.
Favorite track? Oh, it's only six. Never mind. Never mind. You're skipping the favorite track.
What's your favorite track?
Which favorite track? Yeah, do you have a favorite track?
That one's hard. It's between one of the first three. Call Out My Name, Try Me, or Wasted Times.
So give me two.
Two. Give me Try Me or Wasted Times.
Give me Wasted Times to hurt you.
Weekend, if you watch it, hey man, hey, ain't shit to say, bro. Just keep dropping music at your own pace. I think that you do a great job of understanding the temperature in the room. You didn't need a whole album. You didn't need further explanation. You didn't need to go any further than what you did to address the situation and to get stuff off of your chest. And I appreciate that. Sometimes artists kind of overwork themselves, try to do a bit too much. You are doing what you gotta do, and I appreciate it. I just give me the music, man. That's all I want. Thank you.
Same. I can't tell you a goddamn thing. You do what you do, and you do it quite well. I agree with Ralph. We did not need all of the elements that we would require for an actual album. We didn't need all that. You gave us exactly what you wanted to give, and it wasn't a misstep, man. It was on point. It was totally on point. I see why you went back to your old sound to get something like this off of your chest. And I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait to see what you do next, because you've been through the party shit. You've been through the fucking all these women shit. You've been through the drug shit. Then you went through the love shit. Then you went through I got my heart broken shit. I kind of want you back, but I'm not really sure because I'm fucking these other chicks to make me feel better about the fact that I still want you. Now what's after that? Like, are you gonna find another woman and then write an album about her, or are you just gonna go back to fucking every chick on the fucking planet? Either way, I'm fucking here for it. Every goddamn song, I'm with it.